My dear father and mother, grandmother, etc. I think it is time I would drop ye a few lines, as I know ye are uneasy until ye hear from me. I must say we had a rough voyage. I was only seasick one day, and that day itself I didn't feel bad, and I was vaccinated, but it didn't take. Everyone on the ship were vaccinated. It made no difference whether you were done 2 days ago, but I suppose I am over the danger on account of all I suffered. I used to see Winnie every day. She was a few days feeling bad. I must tell you that I missed Winnie in New York. The first and second passengers came off on a Wednesday night at the docks, and we were kept on until Thursday, and then we had to go to Ellis Island, a place where all the steerage passengers go. She told me to remain there until she would come for me. I was there for a long time, and she didn't come. They won't allow any passenger leave there unless a friend come to meet you, so I don't know what happened her. I didn't know Delia McHugh's address, or I could wire to her. What I did then was to take my ticket for Chicago, and I telegrammed to Uncle Tom, so I made my ground good, just the same as if she was with me. I met with people who were going to the same place. I wish to God ye never troubled about changing the passage. I could manage all right. All the difficulty there is from Milltown to Queenstown, and being at a great loss on account of that. John Godwin and Terence McHugh came to meet me. John is a fine Yank. He is a little taller, but he got thin. I have not seen Patrick. He is not staying at Uncle Tom's now. Dear father and mother, I must say that Tom has a fine house, surely, and his wife is a very nice woman. They have three fine children. Tommy and Kathleen are very big. They could talk to the best man in the parish. Tell Aunt Honor that John will soon be getting married. He has a great swell of a girl. Michael McHugh got a telegram too. I suppose it was Winnie that wired on account of me. I am sure Winnie couldn't come, or she would. She was very nice to me. We were a day and two nights in Queenstown at the hotel, and she would not take anything from me, but I will give it to her later on. I will write soon again, as I have not much to say, and send ye all the news.